This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, May 11th. Well, wheat markets had an interesting day yesterday. We started out the night session with Kansas City losing to Chicago. Then it picked up some steam to the upside during the day session and actually started gaining against Chicago again, and actually was higher for a bit during the day, then sold off again right into the close. So we ended up lower pretty much across the wheat space yesterday, and again, kind of a choppy type of price action. In corn, we ended up with an outside day higher, so we started out weaker there. The market put in a new low for the move, which was not a new low for the broader move, at least in the front month July. The back months, the SEP and the DEES, basically are giving us a double bottom at this point, and we have just that kind of a small reversal up yesterday on those deferred months. But the upward momentum was certainly carried by the July contract, as we saw basis levels start to perk up again in the interior. So old crop corn stocks continue very tight. Again, seeing the basis jump the way it is suggests that they're still scrambling for these old crop supplies. It's going to be a while before we get the new crop in here. So it would seem to me that the July contract still has some life in it. We've got the May contracts expiring tomorrow, and the May corn is carrying about a 50-cent premium to the July. So not only is there no carry in the market, but that's a huge inverse. It would suggest that July is going to start to make up some ground to get back to where the May contract is after it expires. So I think there's still some room to the upside in corn. We're at the very beginning of the growing season. We've talked about the dry conditions that are creeping into the western Midwest. So these are all things that will come into play over these next couple months. I would expect that you're going to see a fair amount of volatility in the market. Now, that said, when you look at the weather maps, we've seen a fair amount of rain fall from the southern Nebraska region into, you know, northwest Kansas, north central Kansas, and then on east, kind of clipping that eastern half of Kansas. Pretty decent rains there. Looks like in the forecast, Nebraska is the epicenter of another system coming through. So we might see some relief there. They've been ultra dry. And so this rain is critical for that region. Far southern Texas also slated to get some rains. That would be the irony of all ironies if it finally starts raining in Texas right about the time they're starting the winter wheat harvest. And that's going to be beginning here just around the corner. So obviously it's getting to be pretty late in the season. It's certainly too late in, you know, from central Texas on south, even the panhandles, if we got rain, that it would help the crop. In Kansas, you could probably help it along a little bit, other than those fields that are already zeroed out and are already gone. So it's it does appear that there's some moisture coming for the central plains. There's not a lot more coming for Kansas from what we're seeing, but it's also getting to be pretty late for it to do any good. The northern plains are slated to get quite a bit of rain again, especially right over North Dakota. You know, they're way behind in their field work, and I think that, you know, you're probably going to see more delays if those rains do come over these next 4 or 5 days. It just pushes things further and further back. And that could be one of the reasons why, too, you know, corn started to perk up. Most of the increase in corn acres is coming from North Dakota. It's getting really late to be getting corn in there. And if you got more rain and more delays, that probably you're going to start to see some either just prevent plant or switching to other crops. Yesterday in export market, we saw that Russia sold some wheat to Algeria, between 500,000 and 600,000 tons. The listed sale price was $276 a ton cost and freight, which would equate back to around a FOB offer of around 245 to 247. Last week, Russian FOB offers were 255. And a couple weeks ago, they stated they don't want their FOB offers to go below 270. So, you know, clearly they're below that. And apparently Russia is offering to pay the freight costs for this shipment to Algeria. And it appears that they've been doing that in the recent past. So it takes the FOB offer, if you subtract out the freight cost, it does take it down well below 270. But if they can state that the sale is at, you know, 276 and they're paying freight, it's still technically to them, it's above that 270 floor. It's convoluted and doesn't make sense, but that's the way they're spinning it. And there is growing evidence that basically the sales coming out of Russia or the offers are through the government. The government is controlling this now. So basically they've set up their own grain board, if you will. And I think that that's what's happening here. The government is kind of taking leadership here, controlling what the offers are, controlling the exports, and they've pushed the private guys to the side. So I think that's probably what's happening here. And of course, it kind of sets the stage for down the road, other buyers of Russian wheat, they're going to want to know what their kickback is as well. So it's setting a dangerous precedent for them. But either way, they're capturing business that could potentially go to Ukraine or the Europeans. Algeria usually is going to be buying wheat from France, so they're undercutting European offers as well. The Grain Corridor deal is ongoing. Doesn't appear that there's a whole lot of progress there. Russia keeps talking about they're not going to, you know, re-enlist in it. They want sanctions dropped. Well, they're actually getting more sanctions put on them by other countries. And it just, to me, doesn't make sense. You know, Turkey controls the traffic coming out of the Black Sea. It's not Russia. And Russia's not allowing Ukraine ships to pass through on their own. It's Turkey allowing this. Yes, Russia is inspecting those ships and they've been slow walking those inspections, but it just doesn't make sense that Russia would decide to leave the agreement. They're not going to be able to move wheat either, or any kind of crop, through the Black Sea. Ukraine has been busy over this last year and a half or so developing other corridors, if you will, or other avenues for moving their grain, as long as it doesn't get stuck in the countries they're moving it through and depress those local prices. They still can move grain through to other export channels. Russia doesn't really have those options. So it just seems to me, when you look at the bigger picture, that Russia is even yet more dependent on keeping that corridor open than even Ukraine is. And especially with this coming production season, Ukraine moving away from corn and wheat, which are their high export crops, and growing more crops that they consume domestically, or like oilseeds or refined domestically. So, you know, it's when you're looking at leverage and who's got what, it just, Russia may think they have leverage here, but I just don't see how they really do. So we'll see how this all plays out. You know, it's I think the market's getting tired of the gamesmanship. And you know, if Russia leaves it, I doubt they'll be gone very long. They're trying everything they can to kind of push their agenda, but they just don't have that much leverage in order to do that. So moving forward, we got a big crop report tomorrow. I think the market's probably going to stabilize here. It's been a little skittish. Kansas City wheat has regained almost all of the losses that it had over the previous 3 weeks. It did it in the span of about a week, just over a week. Now it seems like we're stalling out there too. The July did reach the first resistance level. The back months did not, but we're holding well. Even when we see the spread start to correct, then they come back and push higher again. The spreads are at pretty nosebleed levels with KC over Chicago, and we had just a massive surge in that spread last week, which would indicate that probably the spread itself has peaked or is in that process of peaking. Doesn't mean the market itself is peaking, but it would suggest that Kansas City probably is losing some of that leadership here. It's hard to envision soft red being the leader, just because they're going to have a big crop. Europe's going to have a big crop. The Black Sea is on tap for a big crop. Other than spring wheat, Siberia looking a little dry, but you know the main winter wheat growing areas of Russia and Ukraine, for that matter, have had very nice rains. And I would think even at this point in the growing season, they're going to be establishing pretty solid yield potential. even if they don't get any more rain, they'll at least have probably an average crop. So we're looking at pretty decent production around the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. Here in the United States, hard red winter wheat in the plains is a blowout. The Northern Plains had been trending a little dry. Canadian Prairies trending dry. But if this rain system comes to fruition over the Northern Plains, especially North Dakota, that's going to relieve a lot of that concern. Canadian Prairies are still trending dry from what we see, but at least in the U.S., the heart of spring wheat country is going to get a big shot of rain here over these next few days. So I would think that, you know, with just the fundamentals the way they are, and with the rally that we've had, if we get a bullish crop report for wheat, my guess is that that probably will establish a high. It may not be tomorrow. We'll have to see what the price action is, but I think the market's pretty well aware of the disaster in the Central Plains, pretty much has priced that in. And again, just in the broader picture, we don't see significant problems in other major exporters, the European Union, the Black Sea, other than the U.S. and Canada. So that's important, obviously. But again, we got big rains coming from North Dakota too. So I think we need to be prepared for this wheat market to kind of stall out. And we're pretty close to that old resistance level that stopped this market here about a month ago and precipitated that big sell-off. We're close to that level again. If we get a bullish report, we'll have to see what this market can do at that price level, because it's become major resistance. And I think we need to be prepared to be getting some sales on the books, because the market is rallying into this crop report. And if you get a bullish report, most likely that's going to be carving out a high, a seasonal high. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.